You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we kick off this fire RPT episode, man, big, big shout out to all the members of the TIA, the Tamal Intelligence Agency, the patrons that make it all possible. If you want to join, hit us up, patreon.com/redpilltamales. Before we kick off this fire episode with Anthony Agüero from El Paso, Texas, I'll be in El Paso this weekend. Five shows, one on Thursday.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Thursday to Friday to Saturday at the Comic Strip. That's right, Bart Reed's Comic Strip on Airline. You don't want to miss it. We got Javi Luna with us. We got Julian Lueta. He's out of El Paso. We got Juan Perez out of San Antonio. It's going to be fire, a fire weekend. Get your tickets now. I'll be making appearances all over town, so just follow me closely on social media and keep up. Also, all of our podcasts will be on the What Did He Said RSS feed. We're going to put all the podcasts, everything, RPT, Cafecito Time, if I do something solo, you know, talking about headlines and news, I mean, whatever, all the podcasts will be on the What Did He Said feed, including the What Did He Said podcast. So all the podcasts on the What Did He Said feed, that way y'all don't have to jump around from RPT to Cafecito Time and all that. So bear with us. We got to get the word out. So please go ahead and take a moment and subscribe to the What Did He Said RSS feed if you aren't already. This episode brought to you by Pie Tequila. Super smooth. I mean, I recommend the black bottle. That's the Reposado Cristalino. But the white bottle is fire as well. Y'all heard the episode of What Did He Say with ESG? He tried it. He couldn't believe it. He was like, it's like this, but without the that. And I had to tell him, bro, this is pure agave nectar of the gods from La Región de Tequila, Mexico, carnal. You know, there's no additives. None of that sugarcane, alcohol, none of that. It's just delicious. I mean, it's like you sipping on Mexico, brother. And you do not wake up feeling, at least that's my experience, right? I don't wake up feeling like hungover, foggy, headache, nothing like that. I don't feel like I had a rough night. I can just sip it and sip a good amount and be cool and be chilling and like make it to jiu-jitsu. I've done that before. Anyway, without further ado, man, great episode with Anthony Agüero. Hey, no more talking. Let's just start the episode. Das. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Red Pill Tamales podcast. Special guest, man, at Real Anthony Agüero. What's up, brother?
How you doing, my man? How are you?
You are broadcasting from an undisclosed location.
That's right.
Man, everybody right now tuning in, make sure y'all follow Anthony Agüero all over Instagram, everywhere. Dude, I saw you post a video. I don't know if we could get like a sneak peek, but you did a video showing like a hole in the border fence.
Yes. Yeah, so, mm-hmm. Out there in Santa Teresa, man, it's an old George Bush wall that he put up when he was in office. And it's just like a chain link fence, like chicken wire.
Oh, wow.
So all day long, during the day, there's coyotes and polleros walking right up to the gates, and just with $20 wire cutters from Lowe's or any store. They just go and cut them right up, and they leave it just hanging on by a thread. Yeah, when the night kicks in, they just come through and they just snip it out right off. And the thing about it on the border, there to make it easy for the agents, there are numbers on every single gate, so it's numbered, right? So they use the same metric system that our border patrol is using. They'll say, go to gate 155. And so if there's a border patrol agent waiting at that hole, they'll say, okay, go to gate 160 and so forth and so forth. And they just keep making holes all day long. It's crazy, bro.
It's like a game of a whack-a-mole, right? Like just cat and mouse.
All day long, just back and forth. But the thing about it is now that it's the it's good because a lot of the Rasta is getting like contracts. Those are like a lot of really good contracts with the government, you know what I mean? But at the same time, they can't keep up with these people anymore. They're just like blazing through every single day, different gaps, massive gaps, bro.
Man, I can't believe that in the George Bush era, I mean, they still couldn't come up with a budget. I mean, I was kind of young when ese güey andaba, when I wasn't paying attention, you know, like I am now. I knew he was kind of like a warmonger and all that, but it just amazes me that to this day, hasta la fecha, like they'll do anything to keep it porous. And I used to be Mr. They can't deport us all. Right, I was on the side of like, nice, you know, the media wants to blame everything on Latinos, and it's not right that, you know, Bill O'Reilly likes to, you know, say racist stuff. And pero sabes que anytime if somebody had challenged me in a way, engaged me in a way to where they could have said, all right, bro, I hear what you're saying, like, you know. I hear your argument, but up to what amount of people, like if the entire world pours in to this country, like we already have enough of our own problems, a lot of people suffering. I mean, you got parts of America that look like third world. You know,
Right.
you got like some real gangsters out there that, you know, these dudes, depending on where they grew up, they don't necessarily got to be from South Central. These could have been some gangsters. And, you know, it's just like, a crazy symptom of like a lot of people struggling in our country, right? And if somebody would have sat me down years ago and said, all right, brother, is it how many? Like, what does the American population have to grow to just from people from all over all these different countries for you to say, all right, maybe now is like we should probably slow down or put a limit? You know, I wasn't trying to hear that back then, but what a lot of people that maybe still think the way I used to think, what they don't realize, bro, is the atrocity of what happens to women and kids and innocent people get, you know, trafficked, abused, extorted. They got to pay all kind of money. They put, I guess the current situation, the way it is, it's like they're putting all the power and the money in the cartel's hands. And, you know, at what point do you think, man, are like Raza or people that don't pay attention or minorities or Democrats, at what point are they going to say, all right, man, what can we do about this fentanyl? Like, do you see a lot of that out there when you're doing your reporting?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think a big part of this is that is failing us here is the narco cultura that gets pushed down our throats every single day through Univision, Telemundo, because all day long it's orange man bad, orange man bad, orange man bad, and then bam, narco cultura glorifying everything that, you know, it's not right. You let go another hour of orange man bad, and then narco cultura to end your night. And so the little few snippets that people like my mom or our parents, you know, that are busy trying to hold down the house, that are out there hustling and working, and then they come home to, you know, they throw down their tacos in the evening or whatever. They're watching TV. They watch those 5, 10 minutes of Jorge Ramos, and it's radical left, and they're like, oh no, the orange man's really bad. They stay with that image, you know? And I think they're doing a huge disservice. There's a lot of Mexicans that are being affected by this. I remember before the whole phenomenon of this border stuff came about, we used to go to the border here in Sullivan Park, New Mexico. And right there, there's a in right on the other side of Sullivan Park is Anapra. Anapra is one of the roughest neighborhoods in Ciudad Juarez. And we would go, and through the fence, we would pass out Little Caesar's Pizza, bro. I remember I would crowdsource through my audience on Facebook. I had a pretty, before Facebook canned me, my audience would, we would throw a little colecta, and we would buy, I don't know, 15, 20 boxes of pizzas. We would go to the dollar store, and I would live stream it, bro. And then we would buy, you know, footballs and soccer balls, and I start kicking them over for the kids. And but now all of those kids that are our neighbors, they don't have that freedom and liberty to run around in that neighborhood anymore, because as people that are trying to get into the country are going through their neighborhood, they're tearing it up. They're kidnapping some of these kids. They use them as a ticket to get themselves into the country. And I've seen instances of children sedated because leftist organizations have blocked Border Patrol, saying that it's unconstitutional and it's a violation of their privacy to do DNA tests on these children. So if these children come in with adults that are not their parents, the only way that Border Patrol knows is if the child alerts them to or says something. If the child is sedated, guess what? That child can't snitch those grown-ups out. And we've seen it time after time where these kids are literally, by experts telling us, on Rohypnol, roofies, the date rape drug. Wow. They bring these children in like that, and they get processed with these parents the whole time the child is asleep, passed out. They get released. And so it's these are a lot of these are Mexican children that have been kidnapped, bro.
You know what's crazy is that how many people bought the leftist media, the mainstream media lies, the propaganda, and basically like, oh my God, we saw kids in cages. We saw AOC crying outside of the thing. And these are literal concentration camps. And Trump is literally a Nazi fascist. It's ripping the babies out of the arms. Well, we had a way more secure border back then. I think damn near anybody can admit that. Almost every, there's some people in denial. But what I'm... Mm-hmm.
We got to address that really quick, okay? When you or any American citizen, or when anybody breaks a crime, or you do a crime and you break the law, you go to jail. Okay? How many guys that you know of have gone to jail holding their kids? When you break the law, they're not going to send your ass to jail with your children. Absolutely not. It doesn't work like that. That is like irrational. That is irrationality. That's common sense is out the door when they throw that argument. Oh, they're separating children. Absolutely. You're not going to put babies in a cárcel, in a detention facility, because that's what they are. They're detention facilities because you have broken federal immigration law. You're not going to Disneyland. You're not going to the Howard Johnson. You're not at the Marriott. You're in a holding facility, a federal holding facility, because you have broken federal immigration laws. Yes, they do separate the families. They have to make sure at that time they were trying to make sure, because of all the child trafficking, they had to make sure, because 85% of those kids coming over like that were being trafficked. And so they weren't separating children. They were protecting all these people. It's crazy how they continue to still push that narrative.
Yeah, they twist it up. And so all the people who voted, you know, against Trump because they felt empathy and they saw the images of the cages and the, you know, who built the cages, Joe? You know, like those images, those images made people like, you know, it hit the emotion without factoring in facts and logic of like, they have to check if they're even related to this person, because a lot of times these grown-ass men come with these babies, and you could tell, Like, you've been out there way more than me. I took one boat ride. tenía cucuy, carnal. I was regretting. Hey, when that helicopter was following us on our little river trip, and we're like, no, who's that? They're like, nah, that's just, don't worry, y'all. That's a Mexican National Guard. I was like, oh, my God, that's great. We're safe. And they're like, but they work for the cartel. I was like, ah, shit.
Oh, yeah. Man,
they zoomed in on everything. But anyway. What I trip out on is the disservice that the media has done. Raza being so gullible and not catching on, and start to question, right? Because you're being bombarded by like all of society and media and big tech, everybody just trying to cram the same narratives, same agendas. So when somebody hits you with facts, like you do understand that this is the way the border is currently. Under this administration is way more detrimental to Mexican communities, Mexican citizens, Mexican Americans, Americans, children, Border Patrol, people who might lose a child to a fentanyl, accidental fentanyl overdose type of thing. Like, we're just losing economically, like wages go down, the culture, you might start seeing, like, if you get too much of an influx of people with a totally different culture, you start seeing these weird, like, groomer gang rape, honor beheadings, like all this stuff that happens in Paris and in these European countries where they wanted to be woke. You know, Germany wanted to be like, oh, we'll take everybody, and they're like, oh, there's areas we can't go and the police can't go.
Yeah, it's gonna be a total culture crash, and people, it's crazy to me how people don't want to question the narrative that is just being programmed into their face, and they don't want to like take a step back and look back and say, okay, what are these rich white folks really trying to get me to think here? Like, ¿qué me están tratando de meter en la cabeza all day long with this? Like, I don't know about you, bro, but I'm not drinking another Bud Light.
Oh, no. And you
like,
know what,
stuff,
man?
Like that, bro. Like, what is that? What is that, bro? Like, I can't respect, and I'm sorry to say this, I'm sorry if anybody gets offended, but sin pelos en la lengua, bro. Like, I cannot respect a grown man dressing as a woman, pretending to be a woman, and then to still fathom the thought that he wants to go into the woman's restroom with my woman or my daughter in there. Like, I do not respect that. I will never respect that.
Well, that dude, Dylan Mulvaney, he got to interview the president, bro. Like, you got people like yourself. You got, like, real out there, like, journalists, citizen journalists, independent media, Real Border Network. You have, you know, War Room. There's, like, so many people that go out there and really get the real. And then they just invite this person that plays dress up on TikTok, and all of a sudden they have all this status because it's important for the president to take out time and have these, you know, these conversations. You think La Raza is going to realize, like, oye, y esta vieja en el bote, quien esta en la cheve, quien es? You think they're going to catch on and be like, ah, hay una agenda, carnal?
Nah, bro, and look at this. Listen, they don't even catch on with some of these little rappers that we see out there, bro. And I'm not gonna be dropping names, but you probably know a few that what I'm talking about. The rappers that are out there flamboyant and kissing each other, and like people even like Bad Bunny, bro. That is like, he is emasculating our males, dude. That's not no way to lead or show, be an example for a man or for young men today. That to me is despicable behavior, bro. That's not cool, man.
Hey, when you go to the show Friday in El Paso, I'm gonna be at the comic strip. Everybody tuning in Thursday through Saturday. The one of the comedians, Julian Luera, he's from El Paso, and he's gonna be hosting for us. And he's a huge Bad Bunny fan. Him and his girlfriend, they love Bad Bunny, and I'm gonna let them have it. I'm gonna go off. I need to make a note in my phone so I forget. Like, roast Julian. How, dude, he literally has el corazoncito, the tattoo, the logo. monito. No offense, Julian, I love you, bro. But he has a little monito, the red heart with the eyes, a Bad Bunny's logo thing. He got tatted on the thigh, bro. Don't let them emasculate you, carnal. No te dejes, Julian. No te dejes.
No. Que pues. Oh, man. I get it. We were all there young. We were all young. You know, it's a culture thing. It's what's cool. It's what's in for them. But at my age, dude, I don't think I could ever be cool with no vato kissing another one or be like even jamming to that, bro. I it's a different time, I guess, you know, but I think we have to bring back the youngsters back to reality and to male and values, bro. Family values, bro.
Yeah, I think there's gonna be there already is like a resurgence of people kind of appreciating what they call toxic machismo, like just being masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think there might be like a void in society, obviously by design. Like you got all this agenda across all fronts, like you said, from the Lil Nas X's to the rappers to the this to the beer. You go into Target, if you walk into a Target in what is that, June or July, the Lord have mercy, it's like rainbow rainbow toothbrushes, rainbow this, toothpaste, calcetine. Like, I guarantee you, bro, I guarantee you, they don't sell it all. I guarantee you, like, they mm-mm. can't possibly get rid of that much rainbow stuff.
Mm-mm.
So I feel like there might be, like, a almost like a desire or, like, a hunger in society to revisit being, you know, knowing how to survive, knowing how to, like, do things and just getting back to the old school. Like, dude, you know what class I was at right now? Right before
which
this
one?
It was I go to Urban Jungle self-defense. They do like MMA, jiu-jitsu, and they do everything, dude. They got yoga. My four-year-old, she goes to the kids class. My wife, she'll go to like cardio kickboxing. So they have something for everybody. Uh-huh. And today I had to go, it fit my schedule better to go like the 10:30 class, and it was like self-defense. But today we were literally like putting fake guns in each other's heads and come up with like drilling all the different ways to, you know, disarm. And I think about a story my dad tells me that when he was young, que no había un vato y estábamos en una cantina y este güey saca pistola, like así como y tas que se la quito. I was like, nah, bro. I'm gonna call cap on that one. No training, didn't go to class, nothing. So
go ahead. Like that guy from Detroit, Detroit
exactly.
Security guy.
Exactly. Todo barrigón y todo. I wanted to ask you, because I'm really curious, like, how did you get into like what you do, like just being a real journalist? Like, how did this all come about?
So before I got into what I do right now, I was a licensed real estate agent, a realtor through Texas from 2004 to 2016. But in 2011, I wanted to help my community, and I got involved helping Beto O'Rourke. I was new to politics, not knowing Democrat, Republican. I just knew that this guy, Beto O'Rourke, was from El Paso, and he wanted to legalize marijuana, and he was young and charismatic, and that's all. That's all I knew. That's all we knew. And so I got behind him, and later on, you know, I started learning a little bit more, and I realized I wasn't quite on the right side of things, and I started questioning things a lot more, and I started seeing how they were blatantly lying. And it all started actually at the border. I started seeing people coming across, and I just started recording, and the rest is just history. It just took off from there, man.
So you filmed some like people crossing and stuff, then you uploaded it to where?
I started a Facebook page a little bit after Beto O'Rourke got into Congress, like around 2012. I started a Facebook page, and I started recording and documenting stuff that like corruption and court cases that were going on around my city. And based on that, I started just going out there to the border trying to get content. It was before like really live streaming was really a thing. I was actually just out there recording, and then I would upload it to Facebook, and it just took off. One Christmas, I was leaving west side to the east side, and I stopped by downtown because somebody told me that there was a bunch of migrants downtown. And I went, and it was just packed with downtown. That then that video went like super viral, and that's what just kind of like got everything started for me.
When was that?
I think downtown? That was in 2018. So a lot of people don't know why it happened during Trump, and let me just explain it to you real basic terms so everybody can understand. Before President Trump took office, we had Barack Obama. Months before Barack Obama left office, he basically had a secret deal with the United Nations, and he signed what's called the Global Compact for Migration. He signed that basically behind everybody's back. Nobody knew about it. It wasn't publicized. And basically that basically links us up with about 150 some other countries, and we can just trade citizens back and forth basically without any kind of, it's basically open borders between that group of countries pretty much, right? So when President Trump took office, Barack Obama dropped a hot potato on his lap, and then we had a bunch of the term caravan wasn't really even a thing. You remember it wasn't until Trump came about that caravan term was really coined. Well, that's why it was happening, because they opened the floodgates and they said, okay, you guys can go now. You guys don't need any papers, nothing. They're going to help you guys out. So they opened the floodgates. In 2017, Trump put out a memoir because we were set to re-sign the treaty in 2018. Before 2018, Trump put out a memoir. He said, we're not signing this deal again. We're not jumping back on. Doesn't line up with my policy. Doesn't line up with that of the country. Nobody does more for migrants in the United States of America. We dropped it, right? He embraced Title 42. Things started slowing down. He began building the border. Everything was under control. When he left office, not 2 years ago, Joe Biden basically signed us back into it in December 2021. Joe Biden signed us right back into it. Oscar and I, we were like, man, bro, this feels a lot like you know, Oscar. We're like, this feels a lot like the Global Compact of Migration. And we started looking, and sure enough, he has signed us right back into it. So a lot of people don't know this. And we are a part of the Global Compact for Migration. So when people tell you, oh, they're fleeing violence, persecution, all this, da, 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 95% of those people don't qualify for any kind of political assistance or political asylum because they are economic migrants. We all want a better life, and we all deserve it, but we all got to work for it. And I'm not just going to go to another country just because they're going to give me the Salvadorian dream, which, by the way, Salvador, man, if you've been seeing what Bukele is doing out there in this country, no homicides in the last year from one of the most dangerous places in the world. He opened up a mega prison, 40,000 plus prisoners taking everybody out there. Have you seen that?
Bro, I literally be having conversations like, yo, the path, obviously we got to pray, we got to save our country, but like the path that we're on, if you just let these people keep doing what they're doing and it just goes unchecked, they literally trying to turn us into like Venezuela or some type of weird totalitarian inflation, central coin, no privacy, yada, yada, yada. But I literally be saying, like, where are we going to go? El Salvador? Like, literally. Like, you're going to see Americans trying to get into El Salvador, and they're going to be like, nah, bro, we fool.
Hey, listen, that's where it's going, man. Y'all got to inform yourselves, Pablo Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador. That guy is doing phenomenal stuff for his people, man. We got to applaud that guy. Give credit where it's due. Sure. That guy's doing a badass job out there, brother.
Yeah, he's on fire, dude, because El Salvador traditionally has had lots of problems, including MS-13 and probably a lot of stuff that that's above my pay grade, right? I'm not an expert on El Salvador. But obviously you would see thousands of people escaping something and immigrating out of there. And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm hiring more cops, like just common sense stuff. Like, hey man, if you're MS-13, that's your ass, boy. We scooping up everybody. And I heard that the mainstream media was trying to frame it as like, no, he's actually, they're harassing innocent people. And even if you just have a tattoo or nomás te ponen el dedo, ese güey es MS-13 y te levantan. And
he actually, he banned the symbol MS-13 and all of the little cholo logos out there. And all of the gangsters that had been killed out there, que tenían las capillas y the little shrines over their bodies or whatever on the Panteón. Yo, he went in there and he destroyed everything, bro. He said, nope, you guys aren't going to be glorifying these people that damaged and hurt so many people. And the left lost their mind. And he started saying, well, why don't you guys stand up for all the people that they're terrorizing? Why don't you guys say this for all the people that they killed and all the people that they've been hurting? Man, he is on fire, bro. Check out his mega prison, guys. It's fire.
Yeah, I saw when he said that, he's like, ain't it funny how the leftist media wants to put out this narrative saying that, like, oh no, look at Bukele, he's being so mean to the angel gangsters and they have rights too and it's human rights. And then he said exactly what you said, like, what about all the hardworking business people that are trying to put a chicken in the pot? They're trying to pay their taxes and they're trying to hustle up a business and they're getting extorted and threatened and the kids are getting kidnapped and forced into the gang and all this other stuff. He's like, I don't see y'all worried about them, so mind your business.
Hey, really quick. So what's your take on this whole Trump charade going down right now, bro?
Ah, man, $1 million take right here going down. Sass. So obviously they haven't really said what they're concocting. Like, don't worry, bro. It's un chingo de misdemeanors, pero one of the telltale signs, one of the giveaways is how Alvin Bragg, the DA of Manhattan, leaked audio of him saying, like, man, this case ain't gonna stick. We really ain't got much on him. And then he got political pressure from, I don't know, I guess higher up people in the Democrats are like, nah, bro, like, we put you in for a reason. And his whole campaign was get Trump. Get Trump. I'm a get Trump. Vote me in. I'm a get Trump. Meanwhile, you got all kind of rats, sewer rats, crime, people scared to ride the subway. New York is going to shit. And then you got Mayor Adams. He's more concerned with, I'm gonna do a speech. All you MAGA people, we don't come up here thinking it's your little playground and you're going to pull a little J6. And I don't want no Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's known for spreading misinformation, and y'all up here tearing up our city. It's like, bro, they already tore up your city. Like you had the Dominican bodega owners, they had to like raise hell so they could drop charges on the bodega owner trying to stand his ground.
All this is, to me, it's just a huge distraction, bro. They just want a perp walk. They want those pictures. Yeah. And look at all the media attention focus when they should be at the border, dude, where all the kids that are being trafficked through there every single day, drugs, guns, running back and forth. We're emboldening the people south of the border, bro. It's really getting out of control. And we keep sending billions to Ukraine. That's what... And people justify that, bro. Usually you see a little Ukrainian flag on Twitter. That's usually you're going to hear some pretty stupid comments, bro.
Yeah. Either that or they're a bot. You know, I wonder, bro. I wonder because I give a hard time on this show, Red Pill Tamales. I always pick on like George Lopez's political views. I don't have nothing against him as an artist or entertainer. But his politics, I disagree with. John Leguizamo, same thing. Eva Longoria. Fools Gone Wild, like all these influential people, like at what point are they gonna just start putting up? I want to see one Biden meme out of Fools Gone Wild. Like, you know what I mean? That what really frustrates me, bro, is how like it just seems to me like lo que me fastidia is like, when is la raza gonna realize everything you just said, which is our company, our country is going to shit. We had 4 years of productivity, progress, peace. You know, everything was getting back on track, rebuilding. And then, of course, they threw that bioweapon. They sprinkled it over here and said it was murciélago soup.
Y ahí dijeron que viene el otro, ahí viene el otro.
Yeah, man. And at what point is La Raza and people going to realize, like, considering we have our own problems, why are we going around trying to meddle and send all this money, printing all this money, spending all this money? Fed got to raise interest rates now. They're trying to cool off inflation. Like, when are they going to realize, like, bro, they tearing it up on purpose?
It's a transfer of wealth. That's what it is. That's exactly what they're doing. Did you know Ukraine is now the most technologically advanced country in the world, bro? On our tax dollars.
Well, how do they measure that? Like, most technologically advanced.
It came out on the report, and even the president was gloating and thanking us about it, based on some of the technology for, I guess, for the war that they got going on, and infrastructure that they got going on, and internet and all that sorts of stuff. Like, what they show us on TV is nowhere near what they, like, it's funny, go to TikTok. Look at some of the stuff that's coming out of their TikTok. Everybody's in coffee shops. You go to Snapchat, same thing. Everybody's living in peace. It's nothing like what's presented to us, even on Fox or CNN. It's nothing like that. It's all an illusion, I feel, man. We're being played, bro.
Big time. And I'm glad that you called out Fox, because, you know, although there's some, they'll give you some opinions that you agree with and things that piss you off, like, this is what the left is doing, and you're like, man, bro, they care about us, but
it's controlled opposition, bro.
Yeah, exactly. They don't ever show a lot of things. They won't really show how packed a Trump rally is. You know, they were the first ones to call Arizona for Brandon. Oh, yeah, no, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah, ya no cuenten.
Yeah,
and I think one misconception that people have of people like myself and even yourself, you know, wearing the MAGA hat right now, is like, este wey chingo bling, he just wants to have his papi trompas. He's on his papi trompas nuts. He's grifting for the Republican Party, and he just watches Fox News. Le lavaron el coco during the pandemic. And I'm like, first of all, I don't rock with a lot of the Republican establishment, the country club Republicans, the neocon, warmonger, uniparty, purple party, que vayan a chingar su madre todos esos güeyes. But the people don't listen enough and engage enough to ask questions like, Dingo, explain to me, bro, what is this red pill tamal stuff you be talking about? Like, we're like, I don't even know how many episodes we've done. We've been doing this show for like 2-3 years or something. I lose track. But a lot of times people just assume from a distance, like, oh, you're just saying all Republican is all good all the time. And I'm like, nah, we MAGA, bro. Like, I'm like you, bro. Like, I went to a Beto event. They invited me and a lot of Houston rappers, like Chameleon Air, Willie D, Bum B, like, I know todos DJs, like influential minorities, artists,
right?
Beto always gonna have in Houston. He's always when he's running for some shit, he's always gonna have like some of the most badass muralists making una pinche pared chingón way, like they making fun of Ted Cruz, a mural con ganas, and then they're gonna have like the best artists, like the best DJs. They'll hire like a music stage coordinator from Austin that used to roll with bands. And he was literally campaigning on some rock star shit. And when I went to that event, I was kind of like Democrat by default, but I also didn't have my pom-poms out for no particular politician. I really didn't trust politicians overall, but I still went to peep game. They invited us and stuff, and we were backstage. He did like a quick little meet and greet, and I had just had my 4-year-old. That's how long ago this was. And he was making, Beto like commented on one of the pictures I had posted on Instagram. So they kind of prep him, right? Like, all right, man, the first guy in line, Shingo Bling, and he's, you know, Mr. Dick Handelport is on. Anyway, yeah, say something about, he probably went on there like, oh, okay, I'll hit it off, bro. I'll say something cool. You know? and my friends that like all the while were Republican, I never knew. Now they roast me about that shit. Ah, shut up, bro. You're over there with Beto. Like, nah, man. Déjame.
That's where I got my political career kind of started, was helping his campaign, man. And whatever, you learn, you know what I'm saying? And I was a hardcore Democrat, but like anything, once you start paying attention, you get it. And I think that most people just lack a little bit of attention to really just pay attention and see what's happening, bro. And people would absolutely get it if they actually just paid attention, I feel.
Yeah, especially peeping game from people like yourself, you know? Like, I hope that, you know, folks like you and I are like relatable enough to where people can keep an open mind and not just assume like, no, este güey tiene la gorra de MAGA, carnal. Este güey es Nazi. You know what I mean? It's like, no.
Yeah.
Like, bájale, it doesn't mean all that.
No. La gente, we got to remember, for those of us that come from Mexican roots, our parents, our families came here to give us a better opportunity, a better way of living, a better way of life. And for us not to value that sacrifice that was made originally by our parents to get here and do things right, and just throw it all away, just not to be paying attention, like take it for granted. I think that's what we're lacking, and I think we need to focus a little bit more into everyday life. I think we're all sometimes too distracted going football with social media. You know, everybody's in la la land to a certain extent, and I think the rich, the elitists, take full advantage of it. The owner of TikTok don't even let his children on TikTok. Who was it? Steve Jobs never allowed his kids on the iPad. You know, these are all tools made for mass distraction, and are causing mass destruction, because the lack of attention is bringing on the destruction of humanity in total, in general. The fact that people can't even pick up the phone and start looking up information for yourselves when it's literally at your fingertips is beyond me, bro.
You know, it's amazing, bro, like piggybacking off what you just said. When the powers that be are able to distract, divide, and then deceive through the media, it's like checkmate, but you can literally run the tables on the American public. Like, you'll have a select few that are like outraged and they're paying attention, but they shadow ban them, they defame them, te hacen un pinche hit piece de volada. You know, they throw mud on your name, they call you a sellout, coconut, right, all right, que la chinga. They'll come up with something just to kind of keep you at bay and silence you. Or, as you can see what they're doing with Trump, they're using lawfare against him. And then they just gave that one guy, I think they're trying to give him 10 years for the meme. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that was trolling Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, he made a funny meme saying, like, go vote, you know, text this number and you can vote by phone. And, like, nadie se la creyó, but they're like, nah, bro, that's election interference, carnal, 10 years.
And there was another woman that did the same thing for Republicans, and I believe she was like a mayor or something, bro, and it just came out. I'll shoot you a link here. And she did the same thing, and there was nothing happened.
Of course, bro.
It's a double standard.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to meeting you in person, brother, in El Paso at the Comic Strip. I'm gonna be out there all weekend. It's Easter weekend. I'm excited, bro. I'm gonna be popping up all over town, so hey, de repente we'll grab un ceviche con madre, algo ahí, unos pinches ostiones, una michelada, something se antoja.
Un levanta muertos ahí en la tortería. Yes, sir. We'll do it.
Oh, man. Yeah. That sounds good, brother. I appreciate your time, and let's try to do this more often. Maybe in a few months I can, bug you and bother you again.
Hey, anytime, brother. Looking forward to it, my man. See you soon, bro.
Keep up the good work, bro. Thank you.
Gracias. You too. Peace. We'll see you. Órale.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.